Hi, today we're chatting with Joy Hatchett, Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration. Welcome to the show, Joy.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
How are you doing today?
Just fine, just fine.
Good, I know you're busy, which is good. The Insurance Administration, well, you folks regulate insurance, right?
Yes. We are the state agency that makes sure that the insurance companies and the insurance agents comply with Maryland law.
Uh-huh.
And we do that for all types of insurance, your auto, your homeowners, your life, and your health insurance. We make sure that the companies are paying claims in accordance with your contracts, that they're charging you the right money, and that they're basically doing whatever the Maryland General Assembly has determined to be the laws here in the state.
Yeah, so you're neutral and you're not paid by anybody to favor anything.
Exactly. Our primary role is to make certain that, first of all, that the insurance consumers here in Maryland get what they're paying for, and that the marketplace is a good and competitive place so that the insurance consumer has lots of choices when they're shopping for insurance.
Great, thanks. How can someone find out more information?
There are a couple of ways. People can look at our website, which is 1-800. Our website is, insurance.maryland.gov. Once again, that website, insurance.maryland.gov. Or they can give us a call, and that phone number is 1-800-492-6116. Once again, 1-800-492-6116.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. I know that you folks have a health study that's been going on and that is still going on in some parts of Maryland.
Yes. Back earlier on this year, we applied for a grant. And let me step back for a second. One of our missions is to basically make sure that consumers have access to health insurance so that they can get the services they need from various providers.
Uh-huh.
And what we've seen over the years is that a lot of consumers either don't purchase health insurance or those that purchase it don't necessarily use it.
Yeah.
So what we did after last year's session was we applied for a federal grant that would allow us to study and find out why people either weren't buying health insurance or why they weren't using it. And this study really focuses on a number of things. But one of the things is looking at the obstacles that people of the lower income level have when they are trying to find health insurance. And what, if any, obstacles people have about getting access to care.
Uh-huh. And it's going on. Which parts of it? Excuse me. We're now in the we're now in December, January, and I know you're finishing it up, huh?
Right. What we're doing now is, at one point we were doing some one-on-one interviews with people, and there may still be some opportunities for that at the end of January. But right now, if you go to that website, you can be a part of an online survey. If you're in Hagerstown in Washington County, in St. Mary's County, Wicomico County, and Hartford County, just go to that website, insurance.maryland.gov, and look on our website, and you'll be able to take part in the study.
Now, let me ask you, why should they?
Because what our whole intention is to find out what the obstacles are.
Uh-huh.
And if we can figure out what the problem is, maybe we can come up with a solution.
Yeah, and that will help the person that's taking the study.
Exactly, because if you don't know what obstacles people are having, how can we explain to the General Assembly what laws need to be changed.
Yeah.
That's the whole purpose of this study.
And I guess, and I also, how what insurance companies are, for example, are doing right now that is a problem.
Right. I mean, what we hear sometimes is, well, I can't get an appointment with the doctor. But that, we don't have any facts or numbers to back it up. This data, and as everybody knows, data drives everything. So having this data in the survey, we'll be able to produce a report to the General Assembly and go out and do what is necessary to, at the end of the day, make sure more people have health insurance and more people get access to appropriate care. And I think that's something that all Marylanders want.
Yeah, very definitely, very definitely. How can someone find out more information about and participate in the study?
Well, they can go to that website, insurance.maryland.gov, or give us a call, 1-800-492-6116. And the big thing that I would recommend is do it sooner rather than later. As I said, we will probably be wrapping up this study toward the end of January. Uh-huh. And I want as many people as possible to take part. The more information that we have, the better the outcome.
And the more folks that are saying something, like, for example, it takes me too long to get an appointment, or specialists don't follow up and all the rest of it.
Exactly.
The more it'll push things.
Exactly. Because if you want to be able to get things changed, here's your opportunity. So let's all participate in the study so that changes can be made where appropriate.
That sounds great. That sounds great. I appreciate you coming on today, Joy.
Not a problem, and thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, well, my pleasure, my pleasure. And that's it for today, so we'll see you next time.